recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And today's homily highlight is from Father John Henderson, pastor at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard.
I give you a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. You know, we all know the Ten Commandments. When I call your name, please let me know what they are. No. But we all know them. We all know civil law, state laws. But now we have this new commandment given to us. Love one another. And just imagine this new commandment, if truly followed, would eradicate war, murder, stealing, anger, jealousy. Families would work together. Imagine no more lies or cheating. Now, I know many might feel, yeah, it's a good dream. And some might even think, rather silly to think that. But my friend, Jesus' commandment is a rule designed to empower an individual to love other individuals. And this commandment does not tell us what we should not do or cannot do, but what we should and can do. This commandment challenges us to get our eyes off of myself, off of yourself, and on to the needs of others. You know, in Rome, in St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 13, it says, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be, are summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no evil to the neighbor. Hence, love is the fulfillment of the law. And St. Paul clearly understood this message in his life. Now, in order for us to understand true love, we should first focus on this fact: as I have loved you. That's where we got to start. God loves you first. Remember, you don't earn God's love. You know, you could try to be a good boy or girl your whole life. You don't earn it. That's not how this works. God's love is freely given to each and every one of you, without limits, no conditions. What a gift! What a gift! And the question then becomes, well, how did Jesus love? And as I was looking, you know, throughout the scriptures and reflecting on this question, there's no doubt that he respected and he embraced individuals from various backgrounds. You know, I think of the Samaritan woman at the well, the tax collector, Zacchaeus, Nicodemus, the Pharisee, the adulterous woman, a leper, so many other sick people, sinners, poor people, lonely people. Everyone that Jesus encountered was different and unique and special in his eyes. He did not simply show kindness toward them, but he actually entered their broken lives and gave them life. It did not matter to Jesus the background or the situation of the person. He just accepted them. He did not just feel sorry for them, but rather he stood with them. He did not judge them, but challenge them to a new and more beautiful life. Jesus' love was also sacrificial. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Jesus made the greatest sacrifice of all when he died on that cross for you and me. His sacrifice is purely, purely for us, for you, for me personally, to save us from sin, from death, and yes, my friends, from hell. You know, in another part of Romans chapter 5, you can tell I love Romans, let me tell you. We hear this, but God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You see, my friends, it says there Jesus valued you more than his own life. He put his life on the line. As I have loved you, we must reflect on those words first. And now, you and me, let's take a look. This love that Jesus has for you and me is now to be lived. I give you a new commandment, love one another. And we're called to give love in this same sacrificial, forgiving, accepting, generous way as Jesus did. Love always makes the first move. There's no room for, well, if she says, I'm sorry, and if he says, I'm sorry, I might consider forgiving him. There's no room for an I business. The more we embrace Jesus' love, the more we will reflect that love in our lives. We need to love one another without limits, from the heart, especially those who most need to be loved. But know this, Jesus is always at your side at every moment of the day. He's right here, right now with us. He is here in this Eucharist. He is with you at work, in school, at home. When you are in that moment to say, oh, I have to love this person. When you are in that particular moment, simply pause and feel his love in that moment for you. And if you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, if you have accepted him in your life, if you have truly welcomed him, then you understand that he is not saying, pretty please, could you love that person? Pretty please? That's not what it is. Jesus is commanding a new commandment, and a commandment is more than a request. It's not a suggestion, not a tip or technique or tool. It's a command. And the reason I stress this is because so often we equate love with merely a feeling. Sometimes we believe that we can only love one another when we like someone, or at the very least, when we don't dislike someone. You know, I remember an old song. Maybe Nicholas has heard of this, and some of you perhaps, they know we are Christians by our love. Remember that one? Christians are to be known by their love for one another. Christ told his disciples, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me. This applies as well to harboring grudges in our hearts. Love goes beyond kind words and actions to the very heart of each person. A heart that seeks the good in others will treat others with dignity and respect. My friends, I have to be honest with you. I struggle as well with the same questions and issues as you do. Could I truly lay my life down for someone? Do I recognize each person as a child of God? Can I really forgive? Can I accept others no matter what? I can't lie. It's difficult. But it is my hope and prayer that all of us come to welcome the influence of the power of the Spirit in our life. You know, it will not be easy. I heard one of our eighth graders read, it will not be easy, Paul and Barnabas said. You know, they said in our first reading that we heard, it is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. Not a few hardships, not once in a while, but many. And so we must persevere. In following the command, I reveal that my Redeemer lives, that Jesus Christ is the center of my life. And so, my friends, today I invite you to try to live in a way so that people will know that you are a disciple of Jesus Christ. Do not blend into the world or try to act like the world or dress like the world or talk like the world. Jesus says that the goal is to let all people know that you are his disciple. And so, my friends, God is glorified through our loving one another. Let's work on this in our lives. I know I need to do this every single day.
And that is a homily highlight from Father John Henderson, pastor at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard. You can listen to that again. That homily will be made into a podcast and then posted on our webpage. You can also find it on the Hail Mary Media app.